Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Thursday, my friends. What a beautiful day it is to be alive. You know, I realized we traveled again this week, and I've forgotten to update all of our listeners and let y'all know where we're at now. For the next month, we are in the Orlando, Florida area, and it is just been beautiful here this week. I am sun-kissed. We have the doors open right now and the birds were singing this morning. You may hear a little background singing going on back there by the birds that are happy to be alive today. And I hope that you are happy to be alive today as you received the gift of a Thursday. And I wonder what God has for us today. Let's listen. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Bigger Than That. Bigger than that. What you see today is only the beginning of what God is going to do. Where you are today is only the beginning of where God will take you. There is so much more than what you see and know today. It's like the tip of the iceberg above the water versus the massive formation below out of sight. There is more to this. More is happening here than you see. God is preparing things your human mind cannot imagine. Trust Him here. Yes, here in the unknown. Here in the uncertain. See what He will do. Abraham and Sarah had waited decades to have a child. And miraculously, at 90 years old for Sarah and 100 for Abraham, they have their baby boy, Isaac. During this long wait, faith was developed. During your long wait, something is being developed in you as well. What's happening in you as the thing you should have had a long time ago still eludes you? What's growing inside of you as what you thought would happen isn't happening? Sister, have you lost your hope? Have you dismissed yourself from a miracle at this point? I can't promise how your miracle will show up, but I can promise you God will do things you could never do on your own if you keep trusting in Him. Let faith grow here. The tip of the iceberg may be 100 feet tall, but there's 700 feet of massive frozen ice below the surface. Below the surface of what is happening in your life, faith can grow. Down here deep. This is where faith grows. Faith in a God who can do the impossible. Faith in a God who cares about your specific impossible. Faith in a God who is at work at this very moment doing things no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind can imagine. For you, sister. Because you are His beloved. Is this what's happening beneath the surface? Is your faith growing here? The enemy will work hard to stop the growth of your faith. He will pick at your scabs, and he will reveal your wounds with the replaying of the story that tells you life hasn't been fair for you. Oh, may we learn to recognize His voice and identify His lies so His nasty work is put to an end in our lives. Abraham had learned to trust God. In every situation, he knew God was good and God was for him and not against him. So when God asked him to do the unimaginable, and take his long-awaited son Isaac up to a mountain to sacrifice him, he never questioned God's intent. He knew his goodness, he knew his faithfulness, and he knew his power. How had he learned to trust God in such a real way? He had experienced hardship before. He had waited before, and he had seen God do the impossible before. Honey, the only way you know God's power is to be in a completely hopeless situation first. The only way you know God is a healer is to first be sick. The only way you know God's provision is to be in a place of need. God takes us through circumstances and situations so our faith can grow as we see him work. And he's doing it now because of where he will take you in the future. You will need to know the lessons of today for the opportunity of tomorrow. This is just the beginning of what God is going to do. Genesis chapter 22 tells us the story of Abraham taking his only son Isaac to that mountain as God had instructed. It tells of him gathering the wood for the burnt sacrifice, and we read of the journey there and Abraham's unwavering faith in a good God that would do more than he could imagine on that mountain. I recommend that you read that short chapter today. Again, Genesis chapter 22. Read it for yourself. But in reading the story, there are two clues that tell us Abraham knew God would not allow him to lose his son here. His deep, deep faith. First, in verses 4 and 5, it says, "On the third day, Abraham looked up, and he saw the place in the distance." The place, meaning the place that he knew God had told him to go and sacrifice his son. And he said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there to the place." And he said, "We will worship and then we will come back to you." And by worship, he meant sacrifice. But notice he said, "My son and I will go over there and then we will come back to you." Abraham had complete faith in the power of God, even in the face of the impossible. He had seen God work before and he knew he would work here. The two of them would return together. And so he boldly moved forward with what God was asking him to do. Abraham didn't get wrapped up in how God would do it. He trusted God would make a way, and he boldly moved forward. Isn't that what God is asking of you right now? He isn't asking you to figure this out. He isn't asking you to know the way. He's asking you to trust he is the way. He isn't asking for your 10-year plan. Where are my planners at? He's not asking you for your 10-year plan. He's asking for your obedience in the next step. And then in verses 6 through 8, it says, "Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, and he placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. And as the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, 'Father?' 'Yes, my son,' Abraham replied. 'The fire and the wood are here,' Isaac said. 'But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?' And Abraham answered, 'God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.' And the two of them went on together." This is the ultimate faith that God will provide. Abraham believed in God's provision, knowing God had led him to it so he would provide a way through it. Abraham told his son, "God himself will provide what is needed here." And then Abraham continued in obedience. He went as far as to tie up Isaac and place him on the wood. And there, at the very last moment, an angel appeared and showed Abraham a ram for the sacrifice instead. Because of Abraham's faithfulness and absolute, unwavering faith in God, he was blessed beyond measure. But the blessing didn't come easy. Sometimes I think God wants to know if we will remain faithful, so he allows it all to fall apart before he steps in. And sometimes I believe he wants to show us his power, but he knows his power is best displayed when everything else first fails. Everything Abraham went through with preparing to sacrifice his son, God finished with the ultimate sacrifice of his own son, Jesus. God did the unthinkable for us. That is the extent of his love for you. He would stop at nothing to reach you and save you and call you his own again. So you can trust him here today. You can trust he sees you and he knows exactly what is going on in your world. And he's already made a way through it. He has. He's doing more than you can imagine here. This is bigger than you know. The only thing he asks of you is your obedient next step in faith, knowing he will provide. He will provide. Will you just say that? He will provide. He will provide for me. There is more to this. More is happening here than you can see. God is preparing things your human mind cannot imagine. So trust him here. Here in the unknown. Here in the uncertain. And see what he will do. I have no clue what God is doing, but I know he is good, and I know he is making a way. I believe that to be true. Let's just let our faith grow here, because what he is taking us through today, we're going to need this. We're going to need the faith that grows here for the opportunity he has awaiting for us tomorrow. There is so much more to this. This is bigger than you imagined. Trust him here, my sister. May I pray for you? Come on and join me now. Hey, God, good morning. It is your girls here who received the gift you had for us today. Thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for giving us another day of life and another opportunity to get better at this thing and to try to do it right. God, I thank you for the big things you are doing now, the things that we have no idea what you're doing. We have no idea what you're working together. But God, we thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you, God, for the times you're taking us through right now that are building our faith, because we're going to need this for the opportunities of tomorrow. And so right here today, we just thank you. We thank you for the unknown. We thank you for the big things you're doing, the things we can't see, we don't know, and we can't imagine. We thank you, God, as our faith grows in you, our good, good Father, and what you are doing. I thank you for where you're leading us. And God, I thank you for the way you're providing. We are trusting you to provide. We are asking for your provision for today, what is needed for this next step. God, we're going to trust you. We don't have to know the 10-year plan. God, I have no clue where this is all going. But I trust you enough to be obedient with this next step today, as I know you will provide for us. And I thank you for that. Lord, I lift up these families to you. They're seeking you today. I am asking, Lord, that you would protect our families. Thank you so very much for what you're doing. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your provision. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening today. What an honor it is to share this with you. Have yourself a beautiful day of life, and I plan on meeting you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.